Hey y'all, I am so excited to share a short excerpt of a new true crime series that explores murders and mysterious deaths that take place on vacation. It's called Slaycation. This captivating, engaging, and at times darkly humorous podcast is hosted by Kim, a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, and looks to shed new light on the dangers that lurk when your relaxation is up and your guard is down. This episode takes us to Australia's Great Barrier Reef, where Gabe and Tina are on a honeymoon scuba adventure. They both dive down, but only one comes up. Was it equipment malfunction? Or was it murder? Find out on Slaycation.
Pack your body bags, we're going on a Slaycation. Because whether it's a murder or a vacation, everyone just wants to plan the perfect getaway, right? Of course, on this show, nobody gets either. I'm your co-host, Adam Tex Davis, and as always, I'm joined by my lovely wife of 23 years,
Jerry. Hi.
Oh, sorry.
Hi.
Hi, Kim. And my separate but equally lovely work wife of 15 years,
Jerry. Hello.
Hey, guys. Like always, Kim and Jerry will present today's case, which I have deliberately gone out of my way to know as little as possible about. This way, I kind of get to learn right along with you, the listener. So I legit have no idea what's in store for us today. What do you got?
Today, we're going to be talking about the case of Tina Watson. She met her betrothed, Gabe, at the University of Alabama. And they initially started off as friends. But as time went on, that just friends situation turned into a two-year relationship and ended up getting married. So one of the things was Gabe was an avid diver, and he insisted that if he and Tina were going to be together in any serious way, that she would need to adopt some of his hobbies, most notably diving. And she promptly began taking diving lessons. And they ended up planning their honeymoon. They were going to the Great Barrier Reef. It was going to dive this shipwreck. And they got on a boat called the Spoilsport, got to the site of the SS Sangala, and the plan was to explore that wreck.
It's worth noting here, this is not a dive for beginners.
And this is her first big dive.
It's her first dive below 9 meters, right?
So this exactly.
This is like three times deeper than she's ever been.
Is it just them or is it a group or something?
They're with a group.
Okay.
It's a whole company out of Australia that has dive masters, a support ship.
Okay. So there's people that could potentially help if there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
So is this a slaycation or is this guy just like an idiot guy? No, no, honey, you'll be fine. It's okay. Well, yeah, you can do it.
Let's go through the story and see. So in the interview, which they had them together, Gabe was like, "We're good. I'm experienced. I'm her dive buddy. Don't worry about it.
Right.
We're
right.
good.
Okay.
Now, had they been interviewed separately, it's likely that the dive master would have gotten two questions in with Tina and been like, okay, whatever your husband says, you have to go through safety orientation.
Right. So she didn't even go through the orientation.
They refused twice.
Right. So anyway, they descend and then he notes that she has a concerned, anxious look on her face. Mm-hmm.
And this is about 30 feet around 10 meters down, which is about as deep as she's ever gone before.
30 right. feet is crazy deep.
It's deep.
It is.
And she's clearly at this Panicking. Point having some kind of anxiety and panic. Okay.
Right. And signals to him that she wants to go back up.
Okay.
And then I guess in her anxiety, she knocks off his mask.
He lets go of her for a second to fix his stuff. And she apparently got unconscious at that point and she was sinking.
Holy right. moly. Yikes.
Yeah.
I thought our honeymoon was bad.
We didn't have a honeymoon.
Exactly.
Anyway. So.
So she's sinking.
Right. And what happens is by the time he's put his mask and regulator in and reorients himself, he sees that she has sort of drifted away.
So the dive master goes in, gets down to her, and he encounters an issue, which is, you're supposed to be able to inflate, I think it's called like the safety vest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not getting her up as fast not as fast as they would have liked, but he gets her up to the surface.
And she's unconscious.
She's unconscious, so they start performing emergency CPR and whatever they can. But
she never regains.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm like hearing culpability everywhere from the dive company to Gabe to whatever. So we have a whole festival of terrible happening.
Right. Yes.
I'm wondering, like, okay, where's the slaycation part coming?
So the slaycation part comes in when the Thomases,
right,
Tina's family,
yeah,
were not a fan of Gabe.
Neither am I.
Yeah, you might not be, but they were not, more importantly. So they go to the Helena, Alabama Police Department, and they say, we're not satisfied. We think that there was a crime committed here. And eventually, the Helena police concoct a theory that Gabe turned her oxygen off long enough to suffocate her.
And then put it back on.
And then put it back on so that no one would know.
So that by the time she was sinking, she was unconscious.
Ah, I'll tell you what, that's a good slaycation. That is a good method. You know, that is tricky.
So they get the Australians involved, okay?
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, the Australian
the police, yeah. The Helena Police Department gets the Australian police involved.
The Australian police,
because Great Barrier.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, so it's Australia.
Yeah.
So they reach out.
I'm sure they work together a lot. That's Alabama on the phone again.
the entire country of Australia is the sister precinct for the Helena, right, Alabama Police Department. Exactly. It's a longstanding cultural exchange. So they get to the Australian coroner, actually, and this becomes international news, right? So it starts to turn into this story of like this unsolved murder. Instead of it being a tragic situation, now there's a theory, right? There's a theory of what happened. Under pressure, the Australian coroner, he writes in his document, on the 22nd day of October 2003, at the site of the historical shipwreck Yongala, 48 nautical miles southeast from the port of Townsville in the state of Queensland, David Gabriel Watson murdered Christina May Watson.
Dun, dun, dun. Slaycation.
Yeah.
Wow.
So now he's accused of murder.
In Australia.
Right. Yes.
Good for the Thomases. I mean,
Right.
But was it a murder?
Well.
Oh. What do we got?
That's the question.
What happens next?
Yeah, Kimmy, what happened?
To hear the rest of this wild case that'll keep you guessing to the end, and for more vacation murders, tune in to Slaycation.